Now, two questions about Srila Prabhupada, which properly they are about great pure devotees in general, and specifically on the subject of Srila Prabhupada. The first one is Srila Prabhupada Trikalagya, that means one who knows past, present and future. Srila Prabhupada several times stated that because Vyasadeva was Trikalagya, then he could write the Vedic literatures with all knowledge of the histories of the past and the Puranas. And of what would happen in future also. So was Srila Prabhupada Trikalagya? Yes, and we can also be. By studying the Vedic literatures. We can get the knowledge of what will happen in past, present and future. Srila Prabhupada also gave the example, just like we know now that winter is beginning and we can expect it will get colder. And then after some time it will get warmer. That's the way time works. So in the same way, we can understand from Shastra that there are different yugas and that now is Kali Yuga and it will get worse. Then there will be Satya Yoga, Kalki Avatar will come. Then there will be Satya Yoga, and it will go on like this, Satya Treta Dwarpa Kali. So in this way we can also become Trikalagya. As far as specifics, we find there are various specifics, just like it's said. Vyasadeva has said that Kalki Avatar will appear in the place called, what's that? That's identified with Sambalpur or in Orissa or someplace in Haryana. Exactly the Sanskrit, I can't remember. Something like that, Sambal. And his father name will be Vishnu Yasha. Joshi Prasad Srila Prabhupada took that to me. Yeah. So there are many details like this, which are given. So did Srila Prabhupada know all this? Well, as much as are given in Shastra, we can know as much. Exactly what will happen in future in great detail, well, that's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows everything. In detail, in all the detail. So was Srila Prabhupada Trikalagya in that respect? No, not from my understanding. The jiva is not omniscient as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knows everything. When Srila Prabhupada was asked about this, he said that when he was asked if he knows everything, he says, I know what Krishna lets me know, what Krishna wants me to know. So it may be that a person, a highly elevated spiritual person, often has what we might consider to be superhuman awareness. To be able to read people's minds, to be able to predict events, to be able to say what's going on at the present time at a long distance, and so on. Doesn't mean he knows everything. So Srila Prabhupada, was he Trikalagya? Yes. But what does that mean exactly that we should understand from the understanding given in scripture? Even was Srila Prabhupada aware of everything that was going on when he was personally present? No, doesn't seem like that. He would, just like he didn't know how to use a dictaphone, he had to be shown how to use it. He's not that. He is God. He would ask his disciples for news. Then does he need? If he didn't know, he was told like that. So we may say, well, Krishna, he would also act as an ordinary human being. There is a difference, and there's in that again, Krishna is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is, as an acharya, to be worshipped on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we should know the differences also between past, between the knower of the past, present and future, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who by His grace know past, present and future, but not to the extent that He does. Another question. Srila Prabhupada has been described as a Shaktyavesh avatar by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, if we accept that. It has also been described, I believe, by Srila Prabhupada himself that he was a very pious doctor in his previous life. Yeah, there was one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to Tamal Krishna Goswami, who was householder at the time, when Tamal Krishna Goswami, he wrote to Srila Prabhupada and asked something about about the perfection of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, that he replied, well, there. One of the points that Srila Prabhupada made to point out that he was pure was that according to, Srila Prabhupada wrote that according to a very great astrologer, I was a physician in my previous life and I had not committed any sin. And then Srila Prabhupada quoted Gita, Srimatang Shuchinang Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto, Yoga Brashto Vijayate. That a person who is incomplete in yoga, he is born in a very pious family, either a wealthy family or a Vaishya or Brahmin family, it's understood. Wealthy Vaishya or pious Brahmins. So Srila Prabhupada said, I was, by the grace of Krishna, I was born in one of the most pious and aristocratic families in Calcutta, who worshipped the Radha Govinda, who called me to be with them recently. And he also, Srila Prabhupada also wrote that there's been no time in my life when I forgot Krishna. So this devotee thought that the Shakti Avesh avatars are descending from the spiritual world, and that they would have not had a previous life, a previous birth here. It may be argued that some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's closest associates, like Murari Gupta, were Ayurvedic doctors. So this type of occupational birth does not minimize their divinity in any way. Any comments on this, please? Now, being a doctor doesn't disqualify one from being a devotee. It's not that a devotee has to be a Brahmin, a preacher, in every case. Srila Prabhupada, Shaktyavesh avatar, fully spiritual, pure person, and then he had a previous birth. So what does that mean? Well, we find also that Nanda and Yashoda, they were formerly Prishni and Sutapa, and that's described by Jiva Goswami, I believe. He explains that it doesn't mean that Prishni and Sutapa, they were born again as Nanda and Yashoda, but they were, let me see if I can remember right, they were expansions of Yashoda and Nanda, who always exist in the spiritual world. So these things might seem important. Avatar means they came down from the spiritual world. So, they may come in more than one birth also. Srila Prabhupada didn't say actually that he was a physician in his previous life. He said that an astrologer had said. So it may be also that one is born more than once and still be an avatar, or Vishnu himself does, and his devotees may do also. So yeah, it doesn't mean that unless you come directly this time, then you're not a Shaktya Vaishavata. Okay, that's my comments on that.
In case of Narad Muni.
Narad Muni.
Prahlad Maharaj is one of the supporting Prahlad Maharaj.
Yeah, Narad Muni is another example. Or Prahlad also is another example. He is described in a previous life. He was. He had a girlfriend. He went to the forest to enjoy with her. Then they had some argument, so he didn't enjoy with her. So he just spent the whole night in an old abandoned temple. And he didn't eat or sleep or drink anything because he was so upset. And it happened to be a Nrisimha temple, and it happened to be Nrisimha Chaturdashi. So he fasted and stayed awake all night in a Nrisimha temple. And as a result, he was born as Prahlad Maharaj. So it's described like that. But then Prahlad is also a Nitya Siddha. That there's some discussion about that in one of Srila Prabhupada's purports. So one of the acharyas says he's Nitya Siddha, another says he's Kripa Siddha, another says a mixture of Nitya Siddha and Kripa Siddha. Yeah, so? Yeah, Narad also means that he was. He's eternally existent in the spiritual world in many forms, glorifying. Wherever Vishnu is, there's Narada. So there was some superficial pastime that he came to this material world. That's all. So we can understand these things are all superficial.
Many times Srila Prabhupada gave such explanation which conditioned souls can relate to some logical way. Oh, astrologer has told like this instead of telling that I came from spiritual.
Apparently Srila Prabhupada also said that he told Bhava Ananda that I was in the spiritual world with Krishna and Krishna told me to come here and write these books. Things like that. Yeah, so how much can we understand? I don't know. There's many things like that. I don't bother to try and fit it all into some logical box. What do you think, Nanda Sambhav Das? What were you in your previous life? You can find an astrologer to tell you. And so many devotees, they went to astrologers and they were all kings and great preachers. And if ever an astrologer, I think they never tell anyone that he was just some ordinary person. They always tell you that you are some great personality, highly exalted, at least. Or maybe the ones who they tell that you are just an ordinary person, they don't tell anyone else. But at least anyone I ever heard who had asked an astrologer what they were in their previous life, they were always some extraordinary person. I guess the job of the astrologer is to make people feel happy.
There is something called Nadi Shastra.
Nadi Shastra.
Nadi Shastra. What they do is that they just take your
thumbprint. With the thumbprint, they tell everything.
Get the leaves, you know, from that they are able to tell.
Yeah. Once I was in Mantralayam, here in Andhra Pradesh, just in Andhra Pradesh. It's culturally more part of Karnataka. And I was just walking, and it's a small settlement. It was even smaller in those days. So I was just walking, we're taking a room there, and the door of one door was open and someone beckoned to me to come inside. So I went inside and he just started telling me all things about myself. And just by looking at me, he could say so many things. He said that what you want to do, you can't do that now and you're frustrated. But you will be able to do it in future. What I very much want to do was to write, but I couldn't because of problems with headaches. So he said, you will be able to do that in future. Then he took my thumbprint out. So he said, I just want to take for my own research, like that. So there are all kinds of things by which people, by thumbprints and then by this Bhrigu Sanghita, that's already written down. Someone will come in such and such a time, and then you just open up and you tell them everything about them. So anyway, that's a little off the subject.